Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. Today is another Monday as I cycle through the week. And today is 3/14/2011. So let's do a clearing for everybody. And we'll do one for today and the weekend. And let's do one for trauma. And here we go. Think of a trauma that you might have had yourself or experienced. Remember, it doesn't matter if it happened to you or not, you're still imprinting that energy in you, and your body is responding typically just as if it's real. That's why they say, like, the subconscious mind, once you program it, it believes that it's real because of, you know, the difference between unreal and real. And what it does, when you see something happening, it will trigger in you your DNA of a past event. And then that will come up through the generations into your current consciousness. And normally it's going to be a negative event. And from there you may go through the emotional roller coaster ride of having that event happening to you, even though it has not. So your body still holds that charge. And unfortunately, this is the way our bodies are programmed to respond to events. So here we go. This is called cellular memory. So I'm going to do a trauma clearing. Think of a trauma that you may have experienced. So one, I'm going to release it from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm yawning. Do another trauma release. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Better do one more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. We'll see if our co-host is on today, Annika. So are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Monday with the Creation Light Tip and Ron Amatron. And if you are new to what we're talking about here, Ron just did a sample trauma clearing, and it was for a specific, something specific that we were thinking about. But if you want more healings and clearings, go to the Creation Light Tip, which is www.creationlightship.com. And you can see a lot of information on that website. And we had a question that I could just start with that, Ron.
That's good.
Yeah, I see. Well, actually, it's not on the fast chat that I'm looking right now, but we had a question sent to us, and it was about reoccurring dreams and how somebody was feeling weird in a particular place and a particular abduction point. And this person had something triggered as a child going up a particular staircase in a house, and it got so bad that she refused to go into that house. So the family took her to various different psychiatric help and that sort of thing. So maybe we can talk a little bit about what kind of clearings and what you, for instance, could clear like that on timelines. And I also wanted to ask, maybe we could do a mind-to-heart drop. And a lot of people that are on the show more than others might already know what that is, but it's also very helpful to have it done, as we need to do this every day. So maybe you can go in there into those things a little bit, Ron.
Sure. So if you had something occur in your life where maybe you have no physical reality of doing something there, but you have fear from that, like you're saying somebody was in fear of going up the stairways or something in their house or apartment or something, very possibly that same situation could be from past lives. It could have been a past life, 5 minutes before that, and you're just seeing a pattern of deja vu, and the deja vu pattern was in a parallel life. So everything that we experience, if we have any fear there, is more than likely stored inside of us. I'd say probably, 99% of the time. So that means that that particular situation is what you're relating to, and you're just bringing back the conscious memory of it happening, even though it may not be conscious of you. Remember, in the timelines that you go onto, the timelines themselves may not be conscious, but some can bleed through. This is why you only have the consciousness of being here right now, even though you could be in 100 different timelines listening to this program. And you may not have any information from that, but it could come back to you. So unexplained fears and things like that would typically be stuff stored inside of you from your past. Remember, the past could be a second ago, or it could go back thousands of years. So that's what that could be. And naturally, there's no real explanation for it other than what I'm talking about here, because you can't put your finger on it. The movie, just got through seeing, that was the Adjustment Bureau. And that's a good movie to look at. It goes into what we talk about quite a few times with having something outside of yourself controlling you, much like your natal chart. And they were actually controlling your natal chart in this movie. And they talk about what was planned for you. And this group of individuals that look like they could live in any timeline, any place, were actually, and they can materialize and dematerialize, would actually watch, these two people and try to keep them from seeing each other. But basically what it is, and they actually show what I talk about too, is this hallway with doors on it going into different timelines. So if you watch the movie, just know that when you see that part, and they show it near the end of the movie, you're going to see a bunch of doors with a long hallway. And as they open the door up, it enters into a completely different timeline and or a different location. Normally, those doors are all one location. You just kind of re-enter into the script at the same point with different players. But this is showing you going into different areas, different locations through different doors. So the movie is quite interesting to watch, because it does show that something unbeknownst to you is controlling you out there. And they just make it look like it's these human people doing this. And they have the technology to keep people online according to their control medium there, whatever that would be, to keep you from not going astray from your timeline or what they wanted to do, in this lifetime for you, how they want to have you stay in a certain mindset, a certain pattern of your life. So as you watch the movie, it's I think it just came out a few days ago. It's very interesting to understand what's really happening. It's just how they're showing these people are controlling you, but it's really the aliens. But it does give you a good glimpse of what's happening. So hopefully I answered that question. And then I also saw the movie Battle Los Angeles, Battle L.A. Interesting, too, that we've had a lot of backup here recently, the last week or so, of the government's given, at least our government, given assistance here with the men from the future, the military, high-tech military, coming in to help out to fight the aliens off us. And all of a sudden, this movie comes out where the aliens are invading us. The only thing is that about halfway through the movie, it's like, the military that we have on the surface here actually, starts to win. But they do show a lot of information there and how we're actually defenseless against them, which is the case. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. So, that's very interesting. And like you were saying, that that this could be related to parallel lives. And this person who was writing, Ron, was also saying possibly could have been an abduction point for her. So that was in the email, too.
Yeah, that's good. I missed that, what you stated there. Yeah, sometimes, and I notice it a lot, I'm pretty aware of what's happening. It just takes you to get abducted on one of those to kind of, you know, put your feelers out quickly, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't want to really abduct me too much because the light ship will terminate them. So they kind of like not want to do that. But once you do realize, as you go through a point and you start to yawn or you feel weird, that would be a location of abduction. And actually your body knows that, but you may not know it consciously. Don't know it consciously.
Yeah.
And your body may actually have troubles, you know.
Yeah. So we were also saying that maybe we could do the mind to heart drop and help us all a little bit here today.
Okay, so let's do that for everybody. So during whatever we do with the light ship, doesn't matter if you have your hands crossed or you're laying down or sitting up or, you know, your feet are crossed or whatever. You don't have to sit up straight, anything like that. It always works. So whatever you're doing, it's perfectly fine. So here we go. I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. And what we're doing is commanding your spirit to bring your thoughts into your heart center. So in a sense, you're bringing your thoughts from the land of the darkness, the mind energy, controlled by the aliens and the timelines and time, okay, into your heart center, which is out of time. And this is what we're doing. So you're going from being in the state of mind control energy into peace. That's another way of stating that. And remember, there is the energy of the darkness heart energy, the darkness fabricated spirit energy, so people can go there too. So I wanted to say that. So here we go. Let's drop down now and go into your heart. So we're going to go from darkness and bring in your thoughts into light. And naturally, when you're really in your heart and you're locked in good, you will not have any questions because you're in peace. And you're only out of peace when you have questions. Then you're trying to figure out something, which is the mind always trying to figure out what's going on. And it could take, you know, billions of lifetimes to try to figure something out, and you will never still get the light. So as the darkness tries to figure the light out, you may have a lot of questions about the light, but you're never going to have the answer, you know, in your mind, because it's always going to be looking for it and it can never find it. And that's kind of the way it goes. So, and plus there might be things that hop into your body that also want to try to figure out how the light works, and they could maybe give you lead you astray on different, you know, maybe questions for yourself or what book to get next to try to figure something out. And you might just look at your metaphysical library and see how many books you have on spirituality. That's the mind of the darkness wanting you to buy more books to try to figure out how light works. That's what you're doing. So if you have a lot of books there, that means that the mind control energies are really trying to figure out how light works, but they'll never figure it out because they can't go into the light. So here we go. I'm going to drop down now. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so there we go, Annika.
Well, thank you. I certainly feel, I always feel so much better, and that's great. So, yeah. I have to kind of stop throughout the day and do that a couple of times, and also bringing in more energy, increasing my life force energy. It's so helpful. So thank you for doing it, Ron. And I wanted to just bring up a comment here. Stephanie wrote, "Dear the poor things, darkness-controlled aliens would benefit from getting a life." Yes, Definitely true out there, Ron, that there's so many that aren't aware and they're just being used too. So we do know that. So there was Marie R. was wondering if you could do a little sample for helping her head and sinus and cough.
Okay, here we go. So I'll put some energy that way. So if anybody has a head condition, here we go. So let's take away entities first, because entities can cause your condition or actually make it much worse. Here we go. So stronger, and stronger. Okay. And now I'll put some energy into you for healing, because the entities could have taken away your healing energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika.
Yeah, I hope that helped. That felt good here, even though I haven't got anything with my sinuses anymore. So all that is gone. I used to have a lot. And in the last year, you know, I've worked with you now, Ron, for about 4 years. So this last year, I haven't had any. So that is just so wonderful. So, yeah, thank you for giving us that. Obviously, on Ron's website, if anyone wants to know, there is several clearings that could possibly help. Of course, it's hard to say what it is for a particular person. And there is actually an audio sample on that on the website, too. If you go to audio samples, there is one part which is why physical healing are complicated and how that can go a little into all kinds of things. I mean, it could be anything. Even the one of the clearings that you have, Ron, is the magnetic and disaligned bodies. It's not called that. The magnetic body alignment.
Yeah, and the twisted bodies, yeah. Uh-huh.
Twisted, yes. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, remember, your spirit has to have an entry point to resonate completely with each energetic body that you have. So if one of your bodies, only one of those out of the 108 is not in alignment with you, then you may not ever have a healing, because that body needs to be corrected and put back into alignment. And that's kind of the way it works. Remember, the darkness can do healings, though, quicker than the light, so they may have their own way of taking away your problem. But to work with light energy, then you're working with your spiritual templates that was created from the light, and they need to be put back into proper orientation. So I get that question asked a lot to me. They say, gee, I went to so-and-so healer, and I had this taken away from me in 5 minutes here, and it was just wonderful, you know. And I go, well, that's great, but did they use light? They go, well, they must have, because it worked. I go, no, they could have used darkness. And, well, how did you get attached to the darkness afterwards? What did you trade yourself in for? You know, what part of you did you sell to have a healing from the darkness energy? So you have to be very careful. And then the next question to the listening audience here to ask me probably be, well, how do you know the difference? Well, it's what you have. You have your internal guidance system, your spirit. You have to drop into your heart. If you don't drop into your heart, then you use the mind energy. The mind energy gave you the problem to begin with, and the darkness knows how to clear out mind energy instantly. Remember the old saying, that the Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away, you know? So the aliens gave it to you, and they can take it away very quickly, because they know what the problem is. They have the blueprint of the darkness that is attached to you, where the light only works moment by moment, and that's the difference. So it's sometimes much harder to heal with light energy, because they have to figure out what the darkness did to you, where they stole your bodies, where they took them, how they mixed them up. So when you have that clearing of the magnetic twisted bodies, it's actually putting back into place the wholeness of you, where the darkness won't, you know, do that in wholeness. They'll just correct one little problem that they gave you initially, so they'll take it away from you. That's how the healings of darkness works. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and another thing that could, obviously there are many, many things that could prevent healing, and one of them that we've talked about quite a bit too is entities and how various entities can cause all kinds of things. And Larry was saying, are there entities sleeping in our mind making us tired that need to be released? And yes, that could definitely be something that we have. And maybe you can tell us about how entities could be interfering.
Entities can come into anywhere, any one of our energy systems too. Remember, it's how they connect to you. So entities are people just like yourself. So just picture all the friends around you that you know about, their addictions, their behaviors, their talents, their negative thoughts, their positive thoughts, their mannerisms. This is the exact thing that entities have. But when they come into you and attach to you, then you could have that same problem, that same condition, like you see in a live person. And it can take you off on a, you know, tangent of your life. And that's pretty disconcerting, knowing that you don't have that control unless you, you know, get your spirit with you. So another way of saying it, if I'm talking to everybody listening now and you were all in your body 100%, you would not need this radio program because you'd already be there. You'd already be 100%, you know, in your body. What we're doing here on this program and all the BBS programs that we have is we're hoping to get you into your heart center. And hopefully to do that and to get you more into your body, you have to do clearings to get rid of the darkness. But like I said, if you were all in your heart, I would not even be on the radio at all, because you would not need to know this information. You would already have it with you, and you would not have the darkness talking to you, buying all those metaphysical books. So here we go. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so another one that Ren is asking is another clearing that we do have on the website, and also you can remove entities on the website too. If you haven't been there, there is a whole long list of clearings that you can access on the creationlightship.com website. Just go down on the left-hand side. You'll see a book there, and it has a list of all the online healings. So, Ren is saying, we have the whole life parallel lives clearings for past and present. Would one for future lives be helpful, Ron?
Well, they can have something projected into the future, but I guess it would be helpful. We do have that on a checkbox in one of those clearings. And you may even want to go into the all parallel lifetime clearings with emotional issues. So after you do your whole lifetime clearing, then select the all parallel life clearing and get into that, and that one will work with all of your past clearings that you've had, even the ones that are not whole lifetime. You can just go into there, and that will allow you to change the time frame on it. So it's very, very good. And I see a question here about Edgar Casey predicting that Japan would go into the ocean. Yeah, that's true. That's probably out there. I imagine there's that same prediction where they claimed, you know, that the West Coast would be under the water too. But it all depends what timeline you look at. And oddly enough, there could be a timeline out there that this has already happened. Just that the timeline that we're on, the timeline that we're living right now, did not allow the West Coast to go into the ocean, okay? And maybe a different timeline, if we're all living on a different timeline right now, we would not have the event in Japan. So that means that we're being controlled and redirected to different timelines. So if we could turn back time and we went on to the timeline that we did not have the earthquake and the tsunami, then we would be on a different timeline, and that would never have happened. So that means that some alien race put all of humanity here onto a timeline to cause that to happen. That's why there was a prediction on it. So that may give you some food for thought there.
Yeah, maybe we can talk a little bit about predicting, because it is brought up in a few places, and you know, reading the dark side script, so to speak, is part of that. And what would predictions be about, Ron?
Well, it's how maybe one or many, many alien races are choosing to control, you know, the life of humanity in a certain time slot. So they create these energies and create the whole script, this whole hologram. And if they're in charge of that, then they're able to bring everybody into that timeline, and then that disaster is going to happen. And that's how predictions are. It depends how the reader, what the reader is reading. What timeline are they listening to? Or are they being, you know, downloaded with? So that's kind of the way timelines work.
Mm-hmm. So when we're doing the timeline clearing, because that's also one of the clearings, one of the later ones that you have added is to clear timelines, which we clear relating to an emotional issue or a place or something like that for ourselves. So what are we actually doing there? What is somebody doing when they're clearing that?
Well, you're bringing people off of the timelines, very possibly by clearing the timelines from the people that have been doing this in the past. Maybe you actually saved all of Japan. Maybe you took away the timelines that would have eliminated Japan itself. Because remember, everybody has emotional issues, so by clearing the timelines, you may have actually did some good for what happened there. Like I said, if everybody on this planet was doing timeline crashing, we would be out of time. And we would not have situations happening.
So relating to another question, would that be the real one then? Because somebody's asking, what is the real one? And is that just basically being in the now?
The real one is being in the now. Being in peace. Every other timeline that you're living on will have trauma and drama to it. So if you have trauma and drama in your life, then you're on the timeline of the aliens. Remember, I've mentioned many times that I did not come here through the Galactic Federation, which is the alien energies, and I don't adhere to the timeline reality. I'm not in time here. I have to force myself to be in time, but I don't live in time.
Okay, so if you are on the East Coast, you have a wonderful, wonderful thing coming up this weekend, and Ron's going to be at the New Life Expo, booth 223, 18th, 19th, and 20th in New York City, New York. And I'm sure you're going to talk more about these things and other things going on, Ron, because it's so amazing to hear Ron live and see him, and also, of course, go into the booth and experience the light infusion chamber. So talk a bit about what's going on this weekend, Ron. What are you doing there in New York?
Three lectures, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And each one it will be very good. They're all a little different, even though it might be similar topics. But normally each particular lecture is kind of geared to the audience that's there listening to me. So it's just a wonderful event. We also have a special two-day workshop after the expo. How to get these, I guess to use the word simulcast here. So I'm checking into that tomorrow to see if we can put them on. I can be on the cell phone or be on a phone, and you can actually hear what I'm talking about right at the expo and also at the workshop. So I'm doing two special workshops, one on Thursday evening and one Friday afternoon. So they're both 3 hours in length, plus we have the 1 hour, 45-minute apiece lectures at the expo. So it'll be a lot of fun, and I'd like to see some comments, if I could, if anybody listened to my YouTube video that we just got through doing a little bit over a month ago, I guess, at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. So if anybody would like to maybe get on the fast chat or maybe even call in, we could maybe have somebody do that. I'm kind of curious on how it sounded to people and if it related, you know, to you. So we'll open the line up here if we can. We have well, maybe 15 minutes or so here. So
okay,
back to you, Annika.
Yeah, the call-in number, I can just mention the first one here. Toll-free number, 888-815-9756. And if you go to BBS Radio, you'll see some other numbers there. And there's a few different lines. So if you want to comment, and you've seen the video from the expo, that was from LA Expo, which is a great video from the lecture there, and maybe you want to comment on it. So we can, I don't really see what's relating to, well, Stephanie was kind of asking again, but basically, you're saying that there is no real one timeline, is how I understand it, unless we are totally in peace, right, Ron?
Yeah, we're actually all on one major alien timeline. That's what we're living on here. The real timeline would be nothing, but you have to be out of peace to live here. I mean, in peace, out of the, off the timeline. But we have one major timeline that we're all living on. And the other timelines, the sub-timelines, are the ones that they abduct you onto. So that's kind of the way it works. And unfortunately, you know, we're still in time here. Like I said, if we all would have done timeline crashings, like I kind of mentioned, the whole world could do this. If they would have all done this, we would not have any more alien disasters happening here, because they would have no way to intersect with us through emotional energies. So what I could say, though, is, you know, very possibly by the people that have done timeline crashing, maybe you have actually saved, you know, part of Japan, because they were not strong enough to come in on the other timelines to do a full hit on that area with their alien technologies. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I don't know if you can do any sample or anything time relating to timeline now. I saw Larry was asking for fatigue. Obviously, that's a big one, but might need more than one. And I would suggest for everyone to go on there and do. Obviously, we need to do more than one, right? I mean, if we can do 30.
Yeah, I would say do many. Remember, you might be resonating to timelines, or maybe you lost some of your friends that lived in Japan that was on a timeline with you, okay? And so some of those people, or maybe many of those people that are no longer here, maybe have been your friends on your parallel lifetimes. So you're wondering why you feel sadness now. Remember, the aliens want to just take away all of your emotional energy. So very possibly this could be why you're feeling fatigued, why you feel distraught, why you may not feel happy, why you feel sad. Naturally, what's happened is not a good experience, and, you know, you're going to feel that way anyway. But very possibly you lost some of your friends on those alien timelines that you would go and visit in your abduction process, as they were abducted too. So that's another way of looking at it. I went to a location today, and one gentleman said, gee, I don't know why there's no business here in this store today. And I said, yeah, it's probably because the people are either watching TV or they're completely traumatized and they don't want to go out. He goes, oh, I never thought about that. So remember, you're probably related to a lot of the people that are no longer here, or maybe you're there, you know, on a timeline, and you're helping out other people on that parallel timeline, giving them some kind of maybe emotional sympathy or something, who have lost loved ones also. So this is probably what's happening. Remember, we're all under the control of mass consciousness, universal mind, and the universal mind here is putting out all this negativity so that everybody can feel the sadness of what's going on, and this is where we're living, because we're living in time. So that's kind of the way it is. When you're out of time, then you're in peace energy. So that's probably why you're feeling maybe distraught today, and you know, and also you may have heard things in the past that things have happened after the fact, and you wonder why you felt sad maybe a week before, then you realize that hearing something, that something happened somewhere else that you never knew about, and you go, oh, yeah, maybe I just tuned into that and I felt that. Well, that too could be another alien timeline, that maybe you lost some loved ones or something, or people that you have known in your abduction process by having them being taken away from you on a timeline. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I'm going to continue here a little bit with timelines, but before I do, I wanted to mention Marie R. had a comment about the YouTube video, and she says it was excellent sound, was clear, good questions, and of course great answers from Ron. So if you haven't seen it, do go on the website, creationlightship.com, and it's on there. You can also go on YouTube and see it. And there's a few other videos. You can feel a lot of healing energies from a lot of those videos are all on about healing. Yeah, questing is mentioning again, have been timelining and feel great, more peaceful, less controlled by events and people. So I am just kind of hinting here to everyone, you need to do the timelines and you need to be working on that. It is one of the biggest and most important things that we can actually be doing, and it is very, very powerful. So I wanted to mention that. And if you have experiences with dreams, or you do know or see or get visions or fears about things, events happening, do clear them. I had one myself where I did see cans in Australia go totally underwater and crocodiles around everyone's home, and I was told to go up on the tablelands to kind of be saved there. And there was a major storm going just a week later for Cairns, and it did not hit Cairns. It hit some further out back where there was no people living, and whether there were crocodiles there or not, I don't know, but I'm sure there were. But the crocs, I don't really care about that much. So I have no idea if my timelines helped. Really, I'm not saying that, but it's possible, and it's just good to know it didn't hit Cairns. So Karen was also mentioning, since I mentioned you can see Ron on the East Coast, and she went from Colorado last summer to see Ron in New York City. It was so worth it, and so worth going into the light infusion healing chamber. Thank you so much for the comments there. And Tina was asking, could we have a sample clearing of the event trauma removal?
Boy, event trauma removal. Well, just think of an event, and but you have to get an emotion to have it cleared. So the event would bring up an emotion. And it could even be a good emotion for you, because good emotions and bad emotions are still going to be out of balance energy, and the way the darkness can still attach to you. So have to remember that one thing is just as bad as the other, only because it's out of balance energy. You want to seek balance. You want to seek peace. So here we go. Think of a situation, one emotional issue, and we'll clear that. So here we go. And that's within the last day or two here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so remember, whenever you work in duality, you want to be in the moment, not in duality, bouncing around up and down or back and forth. That's why I mentioned a positive emotion is just as harmful as a negative one, because it's going to be out of balanced energy. You want to be in discernment, in peace. So you remember the old saying, sometimes somebody's laughing a lot and they go, "Boy, that's killing me," you know. Kind of an odd way of looking at that, but you know, you are going into a realm that may not be normal. You know, I'm sure that sadness is much more harmful to the body, but still you want to be in neutral, you know, and otherwise you're going to be drawing to you with the law of you know, effect here, law of attraction. You're going to be drawing a negative thing to you when you're in the positive mode. That's why you want to be in neutral, so you're balanced out all the time. Remember, that's the way it works. So that's the spiritual laws of the darkness. So here we go. Back to you, Annika.
Ron, I don't know if you can hear me, but I am not really hearing you. I heard you like you were on the other side of town here. So sorry, I don't know if you can hear me. But
Okay. I don't know if this is better or not, but I haven't moved at all. So
okay, I'm not hearing you at all now. I'll let you continue, Ron.
Okay. So hopefully we're still on here. So let's do a clearing here, and what we're going to do is bring you into the present moment here. So look at everything around you. Now, if you're already in the present moment, they're just going to be objects, just going to be things. They won't have any type of monetary value on them. You won't feel any emotional energy from them. So just kind of look at things around you, and if they feel all neutral, you're already in the moment. If they feel like they have a charge on them of some sort, then you know that you're dealing with the energies that are on a timeline. So here we go. I'm going to bring you into the moment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I think we heard a beep out there. So we got a beeper online.
Hello, who's out there? I'm back
now.
Can you
hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey there. Ron, you wanted someone to call in if they had heard your YouTube tape from the Expo in L.A., and I got a chance to see it at your website, and it was terrific. This is Victoria Ann, by the way.
Hi, Victoria Ann.
And I hear you guys are doing good things there. And did you want me to say some new things I observed from the other tapes that I saw?
That'd be good, sure.
Okay, when I was listening, it was more calmness. It seemed like the people were getting what the message that you have to share about the creation light ship and what it seemed like people are getting it, and they're more calm. They're in a different space. It was really good in the sense that it's probably because I've had more clearings and healings, and I'm more in the same reality. But it was just so different than some of the other ones. And the people seemed to be really focused on what you were saying. And the message about duality really came across huge on that tape. And I can see where on the tape that was one of the major emphasis. Was the duality that you were just talking about here on this BBS show as well as on that tape. It was wonderful, and I got so many new healings. I mean, I always get these great healings from the shows and your tapes, and although I love the healings and clearings, too, at your website. So anyway, that's all I have to, unless you want to ask any more questions to me or anything like that.
So, Victoria Ann, hi, it's Annika. I just wanted to
say...
Hey! So what kind of new info, and is there anything in particular you can tell, or just to give somebody an idea of what was interesting for you?
You mean on the YouTube tape?
Yeah.
As I was saying, maybe you were cut off and didn't hear it. There was some little problems with the sounds today at the BBS. Basically, it was about duality, Annika, and the duality that we do we exist in out here in the world. And I do find that when I'm in the now, as Ron was just saying again on this show, that there's less of that duality. It's not being too happy. I mean, I used to be a very, happy person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was... And humorous and always entertaining and up, you know, real high entertaining people. And, of course, the dark energies of the universe used to suck me dry when I did that. And I thought I was doing something good as opposed to being down and, you know, low-keyed and boring and all that kind of stuff. So I learned a whole new realm of being neutral and not... Then you're not caught up into that duality so much. And the only way I could stay neutral on things and get balanced out is to stay in the now. And that means going to my heart center as much as it takes. Some days it takes me doing 20 to 50 times. Other days it only takes 2 or 3. It's just amazing. So anyway, on that tape, it was more about duality. It was wonderful, and the people were more calm. People were more focused on what Ron had to say, and he was just coming through just right on. I mean, he's been the same. It's just the reception was better from the people listening, and so it was a major impact. I can just imagine Ron being able to speak to an audience of thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, I see it coming or even, you know, because the message is coming across. Anyway, I better be quiet now.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And is there a particular clearings that you've done that has particularly helped you to be able to see more of the densities come off you and helped you to be able to stay more in the now and be more neutral in your heart center?
Well, I would have to say the spirit barcode removal really did it for me. But before I did that one, I had done the whole life emotional one and all the death barcodes. So when I did the spirit barcode, I even wrote a song about it. But I won't sing it, don't worry.
Was it the one you sang one time?
Oh, did
on the
did
show?
You hear it?
Yeah, I remember.
Yes,
it. You smelled the roses.
I want more of my spirit. I may have, but it was just enormous because and I know that I have a long way to go, like all of us, until we're 100% in our body. But, I mean, I really got that my spirit really was kind of like wondering when I was going to get it together and ask more of my spirit. So,
yeah.
Basically, the spirit barcode gave me my life, my real life that I've been seeking for. And I know there's so much more. It seems like we're just touching the surface of this wonderful adventure of being whole. And anyway, so that I would have to say the spirit barcode.
That is so great. Yeah, and you've mentioned the whole life emotional clearing, which is often one of the ones that Ron recommends for everyone who is new, and also the death barcodes coming off us so that we can have that negativity off. I mean, there's so much, and I can so recommend do the clearings. It's amazing how much better you will feel. And thank you, Victoria Ann, for bringing up those clearings to us, and I'm so glad to hear they helped you. And,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Was there anything else you want to mention?
Oh, I have a thousand thoughts going through, but I know that you guys are getting ready to. There are other people that might want to come on, but thank you so much, Ron. Thank you, Annika. And each healing just gets better and better. It's like, and it's so neat because even when you don't, let's say you have bought a few clearings, and you don't have the money to buy your next healing or your clearing that you feel, that you want to do. If you just keep doing the ones you have, the ones you can do over and over and over again, like the whole life one has just been my stable datum. And then, you know, he has some free clearings at the website. Not that we should just concentrate on that. But on every one of the shows, if people just come on the BBS shows and the psychic radio show, Ron is doing healings all the time, and you get that benefit of every other day of getting a wonderful healing. And then there's all those wonderful Saturday and Sundays intensives. If I go a day without being connected, I can feel the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So we only have three more. You gave me the floor
here.
It was enjoyable sharing. And Ron, thank you so much. And Annika.
Thank you.
I would not be alive without these healings and clearings and without having this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, so we only have one more minute, Ron. Then we got to end today.
Yeah, boy.
I know, it goes so fast. And, we have so much to talk about.
Okay, so let's bring in some peace energy. So bring the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. We'll give some more energy here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should feel that peace energy there coming in.
That's so great, Ron. And I can recommend for everyone to do a timeline for fear, and you can really help both yourselves and others. For all the things that have been going on lately in the news and that sort of thing. There's a lot of fear, and, you can really help. So over to you, Ron.
Yeah, that's probably good because everybody's connected, like I said, in mass consciousness. So as you release the fear from you, it may help other people to take away that fear of anxiety, loss, loneliness, et cetera. So I said, if the whole planet did timeline crashings, we would be in a whole different world here. We'd be all in the now and no alien control. So, know that's the way to get out of the situation that we're in here. So tell all your friends to do timeline crashing. And that's the way to get yourself more peaceful. Mm-hmm. So blessings. We'll see you later, everybody. Our next program on this wonderful BBS program show is going to be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So bye, everybody, and hope to see you at the New Life Expo in Manhattan, New Yorker Hotel in New York. Bye, everyone.
Bye.